Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Over 20 water supplies around the country are officially in drought status due to the recent spell of warm and dry weather. Ishke Aaron is asking people to reduce their water usage as the good weather is expected to continue into next week. And we're joined now from our Cork studio by Margaret Attridge, Ishke Aaron's head of water operations. Margaret, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. You already have a hose pipe ban in place since the 6th of May in Mullingar, Westmeath, Milford in Donegal, in Kells and Oldcastle in County Meath. But water supplies are also under pressure in several counties which are officially now in drought status. What does that actually mean?
Good afternoon, Justin. What it means when it goes into drought status, it means that there isn't capacity in the source water to supply the scheme in full. So it means that we're making some intervention to support the demand on that scheme, the usage in the scheme. So, for example, in some schemes, we would be tankering to the treated water storage reservoirs. So customers in those schemes won't even realise they're impacted. They're being supplied as norming, but we're bringing in tankers to those, tankering water to those schemes. They'd be the smaller schemes. In other schemes, we'd put in place nighttime restrictions. So we're turning off the water at night. Again, customers are asleep. They have sufficient water in their attic tanks to get them through the night. And then we're protecting the supply for use during the day.
And which areas then are affected?
There's actually, it's quite spread out across the country. There's 14 counties now that we have schemes that are in drought.
Okay.
It's primarily across the Midlands and up in the Northwest.
All right. And are you looking at the possibility then of implementing a further restriction such as a hose pipe ban or other water conservation measures in those areas?
We've no decision made as yet, and we are continuing to monitor all our schemes, but it's very much going to be weather dependent. Putting in place a water conservation order is not something do we do lightly, and it's quite a lengthy process to go through it and to justify the need for it. So we are preparing for an extension, but it's really weather dependent, and it will only be implemented if needed. What we are doing is in those areas that are vulnerable, we are asking people to conserve water and do what they can to protect supplies. We have, on our side, we're doing what we can with respect to find and fix, and there's some absolutely fantastic achievements being made on the scheme up in Milford and Donegal, where there's a water conservation order in place. We are seeing a fantastic response from the public there, great collaboration on conserving water, but our crews have got leakage down to 12% in that scheme as well, and we've managed to reduce the abstraction from the lake there by 40%. So it's really an ask for everybody to work together to conserve water over these dry, over this dry period.
And it has been a dry period, but we haven't even really reached the height of summertime yet, and already we're seeing these measures or people being asked to conserve water. I mean, it does expose weaknesses, doesn't it, in our water supply system when a few days of dry weather leads to this type of pressure on the system?
Unfortunately, Justin, it's not just a few days of dry weather. It's been a very, very dry winter. And the areas that we have imposed the water conservation order now, they're groundwater fed lakes, and they take the heavy rain right over the winter to fill up those lakes to keep us going right through the summer months. That didn't happen this winter. Those lakes are at historically low levels, and that's why we need to put in place the water conservation order. In other areas, you will see that, like, you know, if we do get, you know, thunderstorms are forecasted over the next week, some of our lakes will recharge quickly in the more mountainous areas, but not in the areas that are groundwater fed.
All right, Margaret, thank you for speaking with us today. That's Margaret Attridge, Head of Water Operations at Ishke Aaron, speaking to us from our Cork studio.